sounds good.
All right. All right, cool. So I'm going to play a little music here, and then I'm going to introduce you like a rock star, and then we're going to go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Cool, cool. All right, here we go. Hello and welcome to Morning Fuel. I'm your host, John Bundy, and you are here because you believe in the power of the spoken word and its ability to change lives, and that by sharing our stories, we can help others to overcome challenges that they cannot overcome on their own. Whether it's a victory you need to win in business or in your own personal life, you understand that answers can be found in listening to others who are willing to share their stories, knowing that their story ultimately doesn't belong to them. All right, today's guest is a paragon of entrepreneurial spirit and community engagement. Imagine starting a journey with a simple idea, a mobile detailing service, and nurturing it into a thriving enterprise that stands as a pillar of excellence in the Hampton Roads area. This is the story of the founder of Meadows Concepts LLC, launched in 2012. Her business has not just grown, it has transformed, setting the gold standard for cleaning services in both residential and commercial sectors, and employing the finest cleaning staff in the region. Her journey doesn't end with business success. It's interwoven with deep commitment to her community. Her involvement in various local initiatives demonstrates her dedication to making a tangible impact, particularly in supporting causes that aid those in dire need. Her approach to entrepreneurship is fueled by a passion not only to succeed in business, but to contribute positively to the lives of others. Her enterprise, Meadows Concepts, stands as a testament to what determination, hard work, and a heart for service can achieve. She embodies the true essence of a leader who uses her platform not just for business growth, but as a force for good in her community. Please help me in extending a warm Morning Fuel podcast welcome to the entrepreneur who blends business acumen with a philanthropic spirit, the founder of Meadows Concepts LLC, Stephanie Young.
Hi.
Hey, how
good
are
morning.
You?
How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. Doing great. We're both having like a super fantastic day, aren't we?
Yeah, it's an interesting morning, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, fabulous. Ghetto fabulous this morning.
Ghetto fabulous. I love that. Ghetto fabulous.
Ghetto fab, yeah. But I'm always super fantastic. I have to be. You know, we got a lot of difficult things that we deal with as business owners, and if we don't check our own attitude, people going to get hurt,
right?
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Put the gloves on.
And it's not going to be me. It's not going to be me. I might pay for it later, though. But anyways, really great to meet you. I've been looking forward to this.
Nice to meet you too.
I was a little sad when the first postponement, because we were going to do this earlier.
I know.
And I was like, oh, man, okay, cool. We'll get it back on the calendar.
But we were determined to go ahead and do it. It's like, even though everything was trying to stop it.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Just like everything else, we're not letting it stop.
Well, it's good to be here. I'm glad to see you're enjoying your breakfast. That's great.
Yes, good morning.
And
it's definitely one of those days. Cheers.
I had my bulletproof coffee this morning, and that wasn't enough, so I got me a sugar-free Red Bull. So
we're working on it.
We're
off the chain this morning.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be here. So I don't know about you, but you have kids, right?
I do. I have three.
Boys and girls?
I have two boys and a girl.
Okay, I've got two girls, and we were always into superheroes growing up, right? So, so origin stories, those were always my favorite episodes, how Peter Parker became Spider-Man, that kind of thing, you know? So origin story for Stephanie Young, before Meadows Concepts, what were you doing and then how did it happen?
Meadows Concepts evolved for me actually leasing apartments. So I was leasing apartments for a couple years, and the people that were supposed to be cleaning wouldn't show up to clean their apartments. And I went in there one day. I was like, look, I'm not going to lose my commission. I worked too hard for this. I want my money. So I would start cleaning the apartments. And then I ended up, you know, keeping extra clothes there because I just knew these people weren't going to show up, and there was no way losing my money. So eventually I asked them, could I start my own business and just have my own cleaning crew in there to do it, which only ended up being me. So eventually I just ended up doing my own thing and went and sought out other apartments and houses and just knocking on doors. And I cleaned by myself for the first 45 to 50 days until I hired my first employee, which was my ex-sister-in-law. And then we just started to build from there. So every
It was a business built out of necessity. I want my money.
I want my money.
I don't
want
to lose
this. Yeah, I worked too hard for this. So I know when I've been out there working.
Yeah, sure. Wow, cool, cool. So that was 2012, pre-2012. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, that was 20... Yeah, it was around 2012.
Okay. Okay, cool, cool. Yeah, thank God for ChatGPT because I wouldn't remember that date myself either. Anyways, so then it's not just a cleaning company now. No. So since 2012 to 2024, what happened?
Well, when I was out there, you know, cleaning, people would ask me, do you have contractors that could do this, do that, such as like decks, roofs, painting? It started with painting.
Right.
And then I would reach out to the community of other people I had relationships with established already, and they would work with me and join the team. So
yeah, again, it goes to look, I'm out here working really hard and I'm not going to leave anything on the table.
Absolutely.
Same with me, right? So I'm a contractor in a different sense because everything I do is digital.
Right.
So, but if somebody comes to me and there's something that I can't do, but it touches my field, I'm going to find somebody to do it for them.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I can do that for
I'm
you.
Get it
find
done.
The person. Absolutely. Very, very good. Well, so you got any like stories for us of like, I don't know, something happened just kind of miraculous where it was, it could have been a bad situation, but turned out to be good. Like a job where a client or customer was just like over the top excited about the work that was done. Yeah, any stories like that over the years?
We've had several of those. That
sure,
just
it's hard to pick one.
Into long-term
maybe a funny one.
Clients.
You got any funny stories?
Yeah.
I'm sure you got funny stories.
I mean, we've had some mishaps too. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. You know, we've had some mishaps that ended up being, you know, have a contractor come in that just didn't have it all together.
Sure.
Then, you know, I'm not going to take the brunt for that. So reach back out to the community and have had people come in to save the day. And we ended up having a long-standing relationship and built a good relationship.
So something that could have been bad, but then it turned out really good.
Been bad.
Okay, so that's pretty much so we like those stories. We enjoy, we all do. We love watching movies where there's something happens, there's an underdog, that person overcomes. And
you know, you're always trying to help people too.
Yeah.
You know, like when business owners, people reach out to us a lot for many different things. They want help. They don't have their license. They could have just fell on hard times.
Yeah.
You know, and we just like to try to help other people out.
Right.
And sometimes it could potentially be costly.
Sure.
But we do know how to recover ourselves.
Well, we've received that same hand up, you know, in the past, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it's great to be able to return
that.
Now, one of the things, you know, that we like to hear most are those underdog stories, those things where people overcame a challenge. We like to call it the what the fail, so the WTF. and so can you talk to us perhaps about another, you know, kind of like moment where it was like an ultimate face plant or, you know, you ran into a mountain, you know, and you either went over it, around it, under it, got through it.
Gosh, I really can't pinpoint one. I mean, just off the top of my head, there's been honestly so many over the years.
Sure.
I mean, I've been in business a long time, so I can't pinpoint
nothing that
right kind of
stands
top.
Out.
No, not that really stands out.
I got you. I got you.
I've been pretty
but
blessed
you,
for the
but
most
But you've
part.
Had them.
Oh, I've had them.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I've landed in the dirt a couple times.
Yeah, we have too. We have too. Morning Fuel, and I've mentioned this on other episodes as well, but the concept for Morning Fuel podcast came out of a time where I had lost two jobs. I was working at the shipyard. I was working at a restaurant. Lost them both within the span of 2 weeks, and then couldn't get a job after that. And I wound up going kind of in this depression and anxiety spiral, imagining my family homeless. And then I couldn't snap out of it. But after a period of time, thankfully my family loved me. And after a period of time, I through a lot of prayer, developed a morning routine that helped me to come out of that and am stronger on the other side of it. So that's where that morning fuel comes from.
I definitely believe in the power of prayer, though. I mean, because I have been through divorce while owning the business.
Sure.
Where
difficulty that could have taken you out.
100% could have taken me out. And I had to, yeah, there was some challenges there to overcome to get where I'm at.
Absolutely. You know, and there are other folks that, and we tend to feel alone in those moments. Mm-hmm. So there are other folks out there that get to hear your story and go, wow, Stephanie got through it and she's doing pretty good
raising
on the other
three
side.
Kids by myself and definitely challenges.
Yeah, definitely. I got you. Yeah. Yep. I got you. What would you say? Now, you mentioned prayer earlier, and I'm a man of faith. I love Jesus. And what would you say has been your morning fuel? When you get up in the morning and it's hard, you're done. You're like no energy left, but you got to get up and you got to work. What is it that kind of gets you up and powers you through the day?
I mean, honestly, it's the kids, because I don't want the kids to ever see me quit anything. So the kids, they're watching everything I do. And I'm 100% sure that's why they're doing so good in their lives right now, is just watching the struggles that I've overcome. And no matter how hard, they've seen me cry. They've seen me, you know, I get emotional.
They've heard you cuss.
I get emotional right now. They've heard me cuss, scream.
Sure.
You know, and just keep going, because I had to. I had kids I had to support, and I wanted more for myself. And, of course, you know, you've got retirement to think about. I'm 50 years old now. So now it's like, I got to show the kids, keep that fight in them, and then my own retirement, you know, that's not far around the corner.
Sure.
Not that I'm ever going to totally retire, but I've got to think of my means and
us hustlers, don't retire.
We don't,
No,
we
just burst
into
flames.
Just find something new.
At the end. Yeah. Wow. So, no, that's definitely something that was another thing that was on my mind, too. So, I have two girls, and a 26-year-old and a 19-year-old, and I remember the times where I felt like giving up, and I didn't because I thought of them. But what happens?
And you want to sometimes.
Sure.
There's many, I don't think people understand as a business owner how many sleepless nights you have because you have other people that are depending upon you for food on their table and to feed their own family. So people don't understand what goes into it. And then you have people that'll come, you know, as friends, hey, can I get a job? And then you don't do everything to cater to them, and they don't quite understand this is a business. Like that relationship is aside from this is business. So I don't think a lot of people really understand what we go through.
Right.
You know, making sure the money's there. I mean, how many times have we chased money from people that
you do
I'm going through that right now.
Do
you know,
a crap ton of work and then,
hey, I'm not going to pay you. You know, then you got to go to court. You go through all the litigations, and it's a lot
to
be a business owner. But then you also have the rewarding part that you're able to help these people, and you're doing something good in the community and you're taking care of other people's needs. And that's a great
feeling. Part of the reward you touched on earlier is our kids are watching us.
Kids.
And when we don't give up, they see how, okay, this is how we roll. We don't give up when there's a challenge.
And
you can cry and you can pitch a fit, get back up, dust your knees off.
That's what I
always tell them. And then just go. And yeah, so thankfully my girls are seeing. You know, so my wife and I, we're just past halftime. So we're going to be 53 this year. And,
yay.
You know, at my wife's 50th birthday party, I told her, I said, it's halftime, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take everything we learned in the first 50 years of our life and apply it to the second 50. And we're going to live like kings and queens.
And enjoy it. Yeah.
And our daughters are seeing us going after our dreams, even in our old age. They're kind of like looking around going, oh, well, I better go after mine, too.
This is what that hard work does. My kids are seeing it, too. As a single mom, that meant a lot to me.
Sure.
That, you know, raising three kids, they see that, yeah, I've had a lot of sleepless nights. Yes. I mean, the kids have been with me at work before. I've worked 7 days a week before to get to the point to where I'm able to vacation. I have a wonderful assistant that's been with me for 9 years, so she's able to handle things while I'm gone, and you know, we have a great rapport, and the kids see all of that, and I want them to understand that if you work hard, you can definitely play hard.
That's right. Fantastic. So before I ask my last question, how can folks reach out to you? How can folks start a relationship with Meadows Concepts? And then there's another business venture that's kind of, you're wearing a t-shirt right now that kind of speaks to that. What is that?
Fat Belly Smack Your Mama sauce.
Smack Your Mama. So it's a barbecue sauce.
It's actually a cooking line. So it derived from a barbecue sauce.
Okay.
And then I went on to making many other sauces. Okay. So they're actually a cooking line, and I market it that way because you can do a little bit of everything.
Oh, sure.
Multi-purpose.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Going to have to check that out.
That's good. Local Harris Teeter, Amazon, Games Farmers Market, Ace Hardware.
Wow.
So it's located a
lot of
places.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. Walk around, you see a bottle of that sauce, buy it.
Get smacked.
That's right. Get smacked. Don't smack your mama. Get. Don't smack your mama.
Please don't follow the instructions
on this bottle.
Just in the taste buds.
Kids, do not try this at home. Do not try this at home. Very cool. So folks can reach out to you. How best can people get connected?
So if you want to reach me at Meadows Concepts, you go to www.meadowsconcepts.com, mm-hmm. or you can call the office 9 to 5 Monday through Friday at 757-813-4091 and ask to speak to Ann or leave a message. Or on our website, it's also interactive, so they can leave a message there as well.
Now, folks are able to buy your sauce on the website as well. Is that a different
thing?
Yes,
they can. Okay. That's a
www. Prefer that over Amazon, because they just come straight to you.
Yes,
so buy them
to
off
me, of
the
course.
Website.
Local.
Forget Amazon. Yes. Come on, man. You don't want sauce that's been like to China and back. So anyways,
just reach out to me.
Right. Okay. And that's Smack Your Mama barbecue sauce or Fat Belly's.
Smack Your Mama.
No, it isn't.
.com. It is.
You got that?
Smack
that's
Your
amazing.
Mama.
Were you surprised when you looked that up and it was available?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm buying that.
I bet. Yeah. Come on. Well, very cool. All right. Last question.
That's what you said a minute ago.
Stephanie. Well, I said before I asked my last question, this is the last question. So, Stephanie of Meadows Concepts, mm-hmm. What do you need as a business owner, as a single mom, entrepreneur? You got
that,
multiple business. Hey, I'll go. Momtrepreneur.com. I got it. I just bought
that.
It. Momtrepreneur. I just make that up. No, I'm pretty sure I saw
gonna
it before.
That's going to be a shirt, though. You're going to see
it. Very cool. Yeah, you will. So business owner, serial entrepreneur. I know you are. You come up with a new idea and you make a business around it. You run into something that you look, I need this. No one's doing this. I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's
I know
my
you're
life.
That type of person,
yes.
right? So kids looking at you going, "Mom's crushing it. She's out there. She's crushing it." And you've got fans out there that are following you and all that kind of stuff.
Super
you got
blessed.
These businesses you're running, unbelievably blessed. And sometimes it feels like, wow, you know, what do you need most right now? Like if you could say, you know, the one thing that you need, you could think of, I need this right now, what would that be?
In terms of what?
Like, in terms of, you just had a thought, you know, I really need blank right now. Like the thing that I need the most, if I thought about one, I was only permitted one thing. I had a genie bottle, one wish.
It can't be one thing.
What one thing do you need most right now?
Shark Tank. I just auditioned for Shark Tank, and that's
Did
what
you?
I need. I need the sharks, yes.
Okay.
That's
for the
one
sauce
wish.
Or
yes,
what?
Yes, for the sauce.
Wow.
I have contracts all over the East Coast I haven't fulfilled yet.
Okay.
So if that was my one wish right now, that would
okay.
be it.
Okay. You got your pitch down?
I did get my pitch down.
Okay. Do you want to practice it sometimes?
Sometimes. I just rolled up in there that day and said,
"Oh, you actually did
it." I actually auditioned,
you auditioned
last Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when
it was
do you find
cool.
out whether you're on or not?
We don't know. It could be a couple of weeks. We're not really sure. They don't give you a lot of information.
All right.
So.
Now I know they occasionally rotate out some of
Lori.
The...
I can just tell you straight up, I've had dreams about her, Lori.
Okay.
I want to work with Lori.
Okay.
She would be a dream come true for
That's
me.
A fun show to watch, mm-hmm. and please let us know ahead of time.
I
so
watch
we
it
get...
every night. I'll cry sometimes. Please.
Wow. All right.
Telepathy.
Well, look, sister. I mean, you know, we have a God that cares for us. He's very creative. He created us to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in his word that he will supply your every need according to his riches and glory in
Amen.
Christ Jesus. Okay. He also says those that delight themselves in him, he will give the desires of their heart. So you keep crying watching
that
the Shark Tank.
That is my desires. I'm okay. telling you. So in 2005, this is interesting. In 2005, let's see, my youngest son was a year old, and I woke up. I was working at Wells Fargo Advisors. I was a financial assistant to an advisor.
What haven't you done?
I've done a lot. I mean, I have several certifications and degrees. So I woke up, and I know it was God. There's no other reason for it. And I had this whole menu down because a dream of mine has always been to own a little diner. So I had this whole dream with a menu. I got up, called my mom, wrote this whole menu down that I have in a white binder to this day with what it looked like, signage, menu, everything. So when it came about for Fat Bellies, you know, when I created the sauce, and which was years ago, and then this girl started buying it when I did this Facebook post, everybody, I was like, I got to come up with a name with it. And then I was like, well, it's got to be Fat Bellies. It came to me in a dream.
Okay.
So it came into fruition. It hasn't fully come into fruition, but I feel like it's on its way.
Nice.
I'm a firm believer.
Well, we
in that.
Cannot wait to see that happen. So very cool. Yeah. You got some new fans. And Stephanie Meadows, wonderful to meet you. Thanks
too.
For sharing
you,
your
John.
Story. And we'll have to get you on when we launch that Morning Fuel Unfiltered.
Yes,
and we'll have a little bit more fun and get the extended version of some of your stories.
Yes, that'd be great.
Cool?
Thank you so much.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.